Dreamscape presents Christmas in Poganuk by Harriet Beecher Stowe. Narrated by Chris Dukart.
Christmas in Poganuk. The first Christmas. Can any of us look back to the earlier days of our mortal pilgrimage and remember the helpless sense of desolation and loneliness caused by being forced to go off to the stillness and darkness of a solitary bed far from all the beloved voices and employments and sights of life? Can we remember lying, hearing distant voices and laughs of more fortunate, older people, and the opening and shutting of distant doors that told of scenes of animation and interest from which we were excluded? How doleful sounded the tick of the clock, and how dismal was the darkness as sunshine faded from the window, leaving only a square of dusky dimness in place of daylight. All who remember these will sympathize with Dolly, who was hustled off to bed by Nabby the minute supper was over, that she might have the decks clear for action.
"Now be a good girl, shut your eyes and say your prayers, and go right to sleep," had been Nabby's parting injunction as she went out, closing the door after her.
The little head sunk into the pillow, and Dolly recited her usual liturgy of Our Father who art in heaven, "And I pray God to bless my dear father and mother, and all my dear friends and relations, and make me a good girl," and ending with "Now I lay me down to sleep." But sleep she could not. The wide, bright, wistful blue eyes lay shining like two stars toward the fading light in the window, and the little ears were strained to catch every sound. She heard the shouts of Tom and Bill, and the loud barking of Spring as they swept out of the door, and the sound went to her heart. Spring, her faithful attendant, the most loving and sympathetic of dogs, her friend and confidential counselor in many a solitary ramble. Spring had gone with the boys to see the sight and left her alone. She began to pity herself and cry softly on her pillow. For a while she could hear Nabby's energetic movements below, washing up dishes, putting back chairs, and giving energetic thumps and bangs here and there, as her way was of producing order. But by and by, that was all over, and she heard the loud shutting of the kitchen door and Nabby's voice chatting with her attendant as she went off to the scene of gaiety. In those simple, innocent days in New England villages, nobody thought of locking house doors at night. There was in those times...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?